I think I'm gonna make it 2 episodes.
All right, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because it'll be like 101, and then it'll be like 1 + 1 = 2, 102. I don't know. I'll think about it.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you
I was
so
saying
much.
that it got disconnected and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Set off on payback. You get your
payback.
Pay. Yeah, you were
Oh,
giving me
yeah.
payback for asking you a weird
It's
question.
like a friendly payback. Like,
yeah.
Come on, we're all getting matching tattoos. Okay, so I have a question from the Glue Tray from Instagram. He has a playlist, and my Amsterdam episode was on, and now that's the most listened to. So yeah, go follow the glue tray. He
the glue
wants
tray.
Yeah, the underscore glue underscore tray, T-R-E-Y. He wants to know, do you prefer fitted hats or snapbacks?
Oh, that's a good question. You know why? I feel like he knows me already, or because I have a big head. I'll be honest with you. You know, I have such a big head. Fitted hats don't fit. And snapbacks have the, I have to put them on the last loop and it looks so horrible. Like it knows, like, it's like a billboard of me saying like, oh, I have a big head. Like, look at me. Like, I just hate it so much, but I like snap hats. It's just they don't fit my, they don't have my size. So I have to go custom. Like I like the, do you know about hats, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like fitted hats that they have the low profile. I don't know if you know about that.
The low crown.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they don't have like as cool designs as like the regular. You know what I mean? Like the regular fitted hats.
Yeah.
So I found a couple of them, like, and you'll probably see them. Like, this is the only two or three that I wear that are 5950 fitted hats. Low profile, but it's just so hard. I mean, like, it's been like, I don't even know where to start. Like, I've swallowed so many YouTube videos on like, hey, this is how you make them big or this is how you make them small, and they all suck. Like, I can never find one. That's a good question.
I like the adjustable ones too. And
yeah,
do you remember, or maybe they still have it, but there was like, my brother was so into like hats, like a long time ago, that he had like those plastic hat things, that hat cage that you put in the laundry.
Not sure.
So you put your hat in a hat cage and then you put it in the wash.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it keeps the shape and everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had no idea.
I haven't seen it like since like 10 years ago or however long.
But, right.
Yeah, that just reminded me of it. All right. Moving on. Okay, David.
That's one of my only struggles in life, like finding a nice hat.
You know, when I met you, I never thought, "Oh, your head is big."
Well, that's funny too, cuz I've seen some big-headed dudes that I know they have a bigger head than me, but I don't know if it's the mold of it or something, that because they can wear the regular fitted hats, but for some reason,
really,
that they all tight on me. Yeah.
Next question. Okay, so recently I had David from Them Damn Mexicans on episode 100, And he's a pretty cool guy. You guys should follow each other. He is from Houston, Texas, and he does come out to LA sometimes.
Okay.
He wants to know what sets your podcast apart from other podcasts.
In the US is the language.
Okay.
In the US is the language in for example, like Mexico City, and I get mostly, even though when I started it, I wanted focused in Mexico City because that's where I was from, right? That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
For some reason it's been picked up mostly, at least in Mexico, in the northern part, like Tijuana and Monterrey, and which is cool. Like, it's amazing. Like, I've had some people there that, like, they're waiting on, like, they've been a little, sorry. See, I'm getting nervous. Like, I don't know why.
No.
Every time it happens in English, like, English podcast only, like, I get nervous and stuff. But, like, I've had people message me and saying, like, oh man, I can't wait to, for my visa to get approved, and hopefully I can meet you. So I get that same interaction from countries like Mexico and even South America too. Like, hey, if you're ever around this area, just come visit me. And it's
Cool.
been cool, it's been cool in that way. But I think, like, what sets it apart mostly is the it doesn't seem like a motivational podcast, right? Because it's there's so many curse words, but like, it's curse words in like in a loving way too. It's like, it's not like those guys that are going like, oh, you're this, I don't know, like, just cursing you out for, I guess, I don't know if that works, but like, to motivate you and stuff. I'm cursing not at you. I'm cursing, like,
With you.
like being, yeah, no, right, like. I'm not saying the curse word is not directed towards a person, but
Yeah.
towards the action. Like, dude,
Yeah.
like, do that fucking thing, that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Not like that fucking idiot, this fucking idiot or something. It's like, it's directed more towards the action than the person.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, it's a good question because I never really thought about it like that. But yeah, it's like so many curse words, and but in a loving way, I guess. Thank you, thank you.
That's cool. That's really cool that like you have like an audience from like where you grew up, Mexico City, and you said South America.
Yeah, like it, so it's funny because when I was in Washington, and I was bringing out a lot of podcasts, right? Like, I had recorded a couple of them, and I was posting them on. I think I talked to you about this. Like, I think you were the one
Yeah.
that told me that it was a dating website or something, but like, I don't remember what the name was. Do you remember? Or I think we spoke about it on the last episode, 3 years ago, of course. But it
Plenty of
was
fish.
like, no, it was something else. I don't remember what it was. But
Tinder.
like, no, it was like
Bumble.
a, no, it was like a ratchet dating site.
Hinge.
If I think of it, I'll let you know. But like, it wasn't. At least it didn't feel like a dating website. It was like almost like a TikTok, but like with video and stuff.
Okay.
And then I posted it on TikTok, and I just try to post it at as many platforms as I could, And for a while, it was like, to my surprise, like, it was the top 12 or top 14 in South America. Which was
Wow.
cool. Like, there was a lot of downloads, and like, I don't know why I didn't continue it. Like, I just stopped, and those downloads went away. And it's I'm starting from the beginning, which is like, it removes a lot of pressure for me.
Yeah.
Like, like, not seeing, like, it's almost like a motivator. Like, oh, I gotta go. Like, I already felt that feeling of having a ton of downloads, and now I'm chasing after it, I guess. But it's much harder now, I guess. The following that came from Twitter for the most part, like Twitter and the few, that stayed from the blog and stuff, which was cool.
I'm trying
And
to remember what dating profile.
like, yeah, I guess calling it a dating profile is not right, but like, I think you mentioned it once. Like, isn't that a dating profile? I'm like, I think so.
Oh, okay. I kind of
Yeah.
remember that, but like I don't at the same time. But Instagram can be a dating profile, so. And Facebook is
Right?
now. It has a dating app. Yeah.
I don't really go into Facebook like a lot, even though I feel like I should, because like a lot of like my friends, even like friends that I had from Mexico,
Yeah.
that's where they post the most. Like a lot, at least a lot of like South American, Central American countries use Facebook more than Instagram for at least that's what I see, but I'm not sure. I'm no
Yeah.
expert.
It's funny, like there's people from my high school that will like always be posting on Facebook, and I'm like, why do they post on Facebook? And
Yeah.
I'm like addicted to Instagram.
Right.
And I just have like I put more like family stuff on Facebook. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, 'cause I have like family friends and stuff, but then there's all those people that somehow find my Facebook, so I'm like, oh, whatever, you know.
Yeah. No, I feel like, 'cause I do have a Facebook account, and I just recently, not too long ago, like just erased all family members, 'cause
Wow.
I really don't like social media that much. Like if I didn't have a podcast, I don't think I would have it.
Yeah.
Like it's just, and I felt it like, you know, like I'm pretty sure you've had it too, where your phone is like, oh, you spend 5 hours a day
Yeah.
on average, you know. I was like, shit, like 5 hours, I could have been doing
Yeah.
something else, you know.
Yeah, like and then you wake up and you like check your phone and
Yeah.
then you have messages and it's like, "Oh, what am I doing?"
Yeah. So like I feel like it's awesome to connect with people from, you know, like you and people online. Just and also like too, like I had my Facebook with uncles and stuff, and their posts were always like, it was like the same thing every day, like, oh, you know, hi from over here, like I hope you're
Yeah.
doing great. And I was like, oh my God, this is getting a little bit
Yeah.
annoying.
Or like there's some that will be like, "Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that." And it's like, "We don't want to know what you're doing, you know?"
Right. No, yeah, I have a cousin that he also blocked everybody, because just he had such a long post that would take over my cell phone screen, and you
Yeah.
just had to scroll, scroll, scroll. And sometimes it wasn't just one, it was a couple of them. And it was like, man, like I hate Facebook. But for some reason, like I've heard that like you can grow a lot faster there, because it is people share your stuff there more than they do in any other platforms.
Yeah. Do
Yeah,
they?
I don't,
Oh.
that's what I heard. Like, so I was like, oh, I might try it again, but first I
Yeah.
gotta delete all my family members.
'Cause I'll put like a podcast picture up and then I feel like I get more followers from Instagram.
Like to your
So
podcast.
yeah, for my podcast. If 'cause on my Facebook it's just like family and I even have my pastor on there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you
Yeah.
want to be careful with that. Yeah.
It's okay. I think he knows what.
Next time I ask him if he's ever been racist.
No.
I was just kidding.
He does wrestling. We watched a wrestling match.
Really?
Yeah, at his church. He's a really cool
Nice.
pastor. Like he is yeah, there's wrestlers that I've seen that have I think I've some of them have gone to like WWF or WWE, I forget. But those wrestlers, like, they come to the church and we actually get to see a real wrestling match. And my mom went last time. She's like, because my dad used to go and he'd be so, I remember just seeing him and I was so happy to see his face. Like, he was so excited to go to a wrestling match. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like, he's excited to go with his like friends,
Right,
right?
that's cool.
And
Yeah.
then, like, after he died, a year or two later, the wrestling match. I asked the pastor, when is the wrestling match next? And then he told me. And I'm like, Mom, we have to go. We have to go. And then she's like, no, I don't want to see people fight. And anyways, she was the one who was having the most fun. She was like
Yeah.
cheer. She was like shouting and everything. And she actually got this wrestler who was like in red underwear, laughing at her because when he came out and like wiggled his butt, my mom started laughing so hard that he like noticed her in the crowd. It was just like a really good time. And it's just cool that you don't have to stick to just like going to church. I don't know. You can
Yeah.
like we're all human. We can do things and have
That's
fun.
cool. Like I feel I don't know of any, at least Mexican or American pastors that would admit to like wrestling, you know? That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I think is cool. Like everyone's human. No one's acting like they're perfect. Like the thing I like about him is he's honest. He will tell us he's not perfect, you know? And that's what I respect about him. So, anyways, sorry to go
That's
off.
cool. No, that's cool.
Okay, I have a few more questions. I don't know if have you heard of Jonathan Rios?
No.
So, what can go wrong podcast will usually shout him out, and then he's from Arizona. He's the one who sent me things like to try out from Arizona, like spices and everything.
Oh, that's
But
cool.
he wants to know what are your top motivational podcasts that you listen to since he checked out yours and he realized you're like a motivational podcast. So,
Does he speak Spanish or
yeah, he
Jonathan
does.
Rios? Okay. I've heard the name come up from you and I'm pretty sure another podcast, but like I don't think I've had the pleasure of meeting him or anything. I used to be into a lot into Joe Rogan. Like he was my main guy, you know. But then he got very repetitive and but I still like some of the, you know, now you see the clips, like the motivational clips for, you know, like the Joe Rogan. But like I've been into a lot of focused on like Mexican shows for the most part. There's one called Creativo, which, you know, it kind of stands for creative, but he's gone pretty big now, but like sometimes he has like good episodes on motivation and stuff. Now he has a lot of a lot of celebrities that now have jumped into his podcast and stuff, and that blew him up. So, but like as far as motivation like that, I don't really haven't. So I think I spoke to you about this, Elizabeth. Like I used to listen to a lot of podcasts. Like in there, I would, you know, I would go from Joe Rogan to my friend's podcast and motivate. Like I would have a little, you know, like a little category of like a bunch of podcasts, like from, like even like, you know, like history podcasts and stuff. And but I would commute a lot, so it was like I was almost like 8 to 12 hours on the road every day, and I couldn't get enough of it, you know. So but now like I've most of the podcasts I hear is either my friends, you know, and I mean even then sometimes like I don't have time for all their shows, so like I kind of sometimes go 1 week on, 1 week off. And but at least nowadays it's been mostly, you know, all my friends that I know, like you, Chicano is, we, you know, we already gave him a shout out. Like Dave Dog, like Freddie, you know, Chicano Shuffle, like it's just a bunch of them. Like I wanted to open the app, but you told me like it was probably gonna mess up the recording, right?
Well, I don't know, but I feel like last time it happened, but yeah.
Oh yeah, but I mean, like I said, like I know I'm missing a bunch of them. Like I wasn't prepared for that question, but you know, sometimes I just wish I could shout everybody out. You know what I'm saying?
So you want to be like Pops from Chicanoish, just shout everyone out.
Pretty much, yeah. Like I don't find an issue with that, but it's always funny when they, you know, you shut them down.
I'm like that too. I'm always shouting people out.
Yeah.
That's why we have this, to
No,
shout
we can't
people
forget. I can not forget about Ask the Fellas, which is
out.
one of my favorite shows too. You know, and I'm sure there's a bunch of them too. Like I feel so bad like that I'm not shouting them out, but yeah,
Okay,
like those.
I'll help you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you said Chicanoish, Chicano Shuffle, Ask the Fellas. There's Lullaby the Fear podcast by Ashley Lana. There's also What Can Go Wrong podcast. There's Dave Jokes, Mindless Digital. He has the other one, Smell My Bourbon. And maybe Buzz will come out with Two Pump Chumps.
Right. I've been waiting on that one. It hasn't come out. Like, I still, I was waiting, like, where's the subscribe button?
What else is there? Oh, Flashbacks with the Homies. We're waiting for that. And then Freddie and Lizzie have a new one. It's called Thanks for the Rewind.
Yep. Yeah, I've been trying to catch up. I like the visuals of it. You know, like, they've been working hard on the visuals. Like, I actually enjoy watching that on YouTube more than I like listening to it, you know?
There's also, I don't know if you listen to him, but it's John Gonzalez at Polar Bear. He has
right.
Igloosive podcast. It's pretty good too. I was listening to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing the clips and just I was like, wait, oh shit, he has a podcast now? Like, damn.
Yeah. I like how everyone's getting like a podcast. It's nice.
Yeah, there's a I just wish I had more time, you know?
Yeah. And you can always like tell me and I can like tag them in the to give them a shout out. But I feel like I don't want to say we said everything, but
I'm pretty sure we missed some.
Shit. Who?
I'm not sure, but like
if you think about it, just like shout it out, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jonathan Rios also wants to know, do you have a dream car you have always wanted growing up? Or, yeah, do you have a dream car?
I've always liked the Corvette.
Okay.
Right? Like, growing up, it was always like Corvette. Especially, you know, like, obviously, like, I like Ferraris and Lamborghinis and stuff, right? And, like, the exotic ones. But, like, for some reason, I always liked, I think that's the first, like, cool car I saw coming to America.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have those in Mexico City. Or at least around my area, we didn't have those. And I remember I was, like, a freshman in high school or something. And I was working with one of my cousins. And it was, like, a weekend or something. We were working. And we were in his truck. And I see a Corvette pass by. And I was like, oh, damn, one day, you know?
Yeah.
But he was one of those guys that would put you down and stuff, like, on purpose. Like, he didn't like anybody going above him and stuff. He's like, yeah, that's only for, and I don't remember exactly what he said, but he's like, that's only for certain people and you're not gonna get there, you know? And I was like, oh, you bitch.
Wait, he said that?
Oh yeah. And I'll never forget that. I don't remember exactly the words, but it was like, for some reason I mean it's not that I can't afford a Corvette, but it's like I'm so chill right now. Like, I guess I found traveling now, you know, like my siblings have, which I tend to enjoy a little more than just a car, you know?
That is, who says that?
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, like, there's even like, I don't know, like I consider you more family than, obviously not everybody, but like some of, you know, some of the cousins that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say a lot, but like.
Yeah. I get
you know,
it.
I at least if I've spoken to you in the last 5 years, you're not it, you know?
Wow.
But like, yeah, man, like it was, and I was a kid, man. I didn't really give a damn. But then I told my dad about it and he was like, ah, you know what? He's like this and don't pay attention to him or whatever, you know? But I mean, it's not a cheap car, you know?
Yeah.
That's the one that sticks up the most.
Yeah. I feel the same with you. Like, I feel like you're more family than other people that have the same blood as me.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Right. Yeah, it is cool. That's why the internet is good in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And he also wants to know, what is your favorite go-to food? So he was listening to a podcast and this is where he got the idea and he got the idea today. Like, what is your favorite go-to foods at your favorite places to eat?
Oh, man. I always go for tacos, man. Even, like, if I'm in another country and they have, like, a Mexican restaurant, Like, I don't know why. Like, my dad makes fun of me all the time because he's like, dude, you went to Greece to try tacos? Like, what's wrong with you, you know? But like, there's something about finding my Mexican culture in other countries that's so cool about it. Like, I have conversations with them and just how different their life as a Mexican in another country, you know? But yeah, tacos, especially if they have al pastor, like, that's my, I'll sacrifice myself with a little bit of heartburn for the whole night, you know, as long as I have good tacos.
So, out of the countries that you visited, where did they have the best tacos?
Let me see.
Like, did Greece have them?
I think Greece had decent tacos. Like, they were a lot like the Mexican restaurants we went to, like, they had the Mexican music playing and all that.
Yeah.
But it was mostly like, if you went to a really expensive, or not really expensive, but like a high-end restaurant, Mexican restaurant in the United States, where, I mean, they're tacos, but it's not like, it doesn't really represent like the Mexican, you know, like, style or tacos of, I'm not saying that Mexican tacos are Mexican, right? But like, I don't know, like, it's just like, there's a fancier tortilla and it's not, I mean, it's good, but it's not like what I expect, more of like a street taco kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. But the picture that I put up, you said that looks like authentic.
Yeah, it did look.
Right? I think it's Chancho's.
Is that the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the food. That's what it was called. I was like, oh, shit. I don't know.
No, Chancho's is the restaurant. And then I Googled it, and it said it meant pig. So I think I'm saying it right, Chancho's. And it's on Commercial Drive. If you're from Vancouver, you're visiting Vancouver, check out Chancho's. We actually got churros on the house because my friend knows the owners. So shout out to Dave Jokes, also known as...
What's the name? Dave Dog.
Dave Dog. So,
or he's not Dave Dog anymore. He's Dave Jokes.
All right. He wants to know. Okay, this is his question. He wants to know why you're gay.
You know what's funny? Like, you told me in one of these recordings, you were like, oh, Dave Dog was going to be here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that popped up was, I was going to ask him, why are you gay? Like, that meme from the African guy. He's like, why are you gay? That was the first question that was going to come up.
I haven't seen that meme.
And he got me with it. I'm not gay.
Yeah, because you're married to Irma.
Yeah.
Also, when he said that, I was like, really? Is that your question? He's...
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, we've been sending each other, you know, memes, like that, like it's been a fun.
Oh yeah, so he mentioned that when.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was on the podcast with me and Irma, and he's like, I send memes with Chavo all the time.
yeah, he's on my list, like, of sending him stuff, and my brother is, and some people from work, from my other job. But yeah. Like, I feel like it's a unique spot to be in, to be sharing, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, spicy memes like that.
If I send you a meme, that means I'm your friend. And shout out to all the people I've sent memes to.
There was one that you sent me that I thought you were calling me fat. Remember?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I sent it to like 3 people and they all felt the same. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys?
I'm like, are you calling me fat? Because it just came with no context or anything. It was just like that fat guy dancing. And I was like, wait, are you calling me fat? But it was a joke, obviously.
Yeah, and did you know, like, people are saying he died?
Yeah, I heard. I saw the pictures of him in a gurney and stuff.
Did he actually die?
I don't know. That's what I'm going with.
Because I read that people are like, this is fake. So I don't know. But anyway,
I don't know.
I thought that was such a cute video of him dancing, and then yeah. So I just randomly sent it without saying anything.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, Kelly has a question for you. Another question.
Shout out to Kelly.
Shout out Kelly. She's upstairs actually. Would Chabo want to live until 101 years old?
Yes.
And why?
Well, I saw my grandpa, mm-hmm. and I mean he could have. I feel like he could have gone much longer yeah. if he hadn't come to the United States. Like he was a, I mean, by all means, like he was a farmer, like almost like a farmer kind of thing. Like, you know, in his little town in Mexico. And I mean, he had to wake up every morning to go get water. And you know what I mean? Like the, yeah. like the old style of living and stuff. And I mean, he was like 80 or 90 years old and he was still walking perfectly. Like, you know, and I try to stand up, like, even though we live in the States and stuff, but like, I try to be active, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like if I follow his footsteps, like not be sitting down all day and yeah. just have a sedentary life, like I feel like I could go along and still have fun, you know?
Yeah.
Because as soon as he came over here, it was like, oh, here's a wheelchair. And like, I mean, you don't have to work. Water's here. Everything's brought to you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like just being that old, his
yeah.
I don't know, his bones and everything just kind of like gave out.
I feel like also if you live alone, like interact with people, like it's good to work as long as you can.
Right.
Yeah. And just to interact, like go hang out with friends, do something every day. Because if you're like by yourself, I that's when I feel like you end up, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. I just feel like I had those genes in me that might take, like if I take care of myself, I can be a good 101, you know, year old.
101.
Old,
yeah.
old dude. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. She also wants to know, Kelly, if Chabo was one okay if he was one of the 101 Dalmatians, what would his dog name be?
Oh shoot. Damn, that was one of my favorite movies growing up, like the real life one, like not the cartoon yeah. one, but like the real life one.
Yeah I remember that one.
I don't remember much about the movie though. Like, does she mean like what? Like one of, what's the name of one of those dogs in the 101 Dalmatian movie that?
I think
or one just is, any.
One is named Spot. I think I remember there's like a Spot one.
Uh huh.
So just a name, just like.
Chubbs. Just because I'm a little bit on the heavy side, I'll be Chubbs.
That's
or funny. Damn, I don't know. Yeah, I'll stick with Chubbs.
I want a name. What would my dog name be?
What would your name be?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
Wait, that doesn't sound good.
I'm still thinking about Fuzzy. Like, what would be what came up that make you think of Fuzzy?
I feel like, you know, they have like short hair. And I'm not mm-hmm. saying I that doesn't mean anything. I'm not saying I'm hairy.
Your hair.
that's where
my mom was going. Yeah. Like, oh.
No. But if I was a dog, I feel like I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I feel like I'd have a cute little hairdo. I wish Irma was here. She would name me right away. Anyways.
Yeah, I tried bringing her in. She's like, nah. Like you said, like she said, I'm not that bored.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of co-host is this? Just kidding.
Sorry.
I love you, Irma. Okay. What is the one music album? Oh, sorry. This is the last question. So, Arash, sent me this question right when I pressed record to send to you. He wants to know, what is the one music album you never get tired of listening to?
A whole album? I don't know the names, but like some of the last three, like Marc Anthony albums have been like I put it on. It's just like, it's almost the same beat, just like a different, like different lyrics and stuff. And I just like that. I don't know if it's salsa. Like, I'm really bad at that. Like, I know it's not cumbia, but like salsa, I don't know. Like, it just puts me in the mood and it's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, when I had to wake up at 2 a.m, like for my other job, it was like, oh, I'm putting this on and I'll be awake by the time I, you know, I hit that, hit work.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, but I don't know the names of it. Like, it just comes out on Spotify and it's just, I like
yeah.
Like, and it's short too. Like, it's not, I think it's not more than 8 songs or 6, 7 songs.
Yeah, I don't even know if I like a whole album. I like a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you get those moods of like just straight rock and roll. Like, even when I'm working out, like there's sometimes where I'm putting some, it's not romantic, but like a little bit on the romantic side. I'm like, why am I working out to this? But it's cool.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're sad, you want to listen to sad music. Sometimes happy. Whatever works for you.
Right, right.
On my 101 mm-hmm. podcast episode, Chabo 101.
I'm honored to be here. Like, this was fun. Like, I hadn't been on a podcast in a while, so it feels cool, you know?
And you did great. And your questions, man, that...
Sorry.
No, I actually really enjoyed it. Even, you know, I like those questions.
Nice. And yeah, so, I was like, I saw like 2 or 3 or like almost not 2 or 3, like a couple of the segments there that I was like, I don't know. Like, I even told her, I'm like, is it cool? Do you think it would be cool if I asked this? You know, she was like, yeah, I think you would be all right. Like, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you can ask anything.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah. Like, why not?
At least I heard that you were laughing. So it was like, yeah. I think she's having fun. So
that was my nervous laughing kicking in.
Okay.
No, it was actually really fun. And thank you for the questions. And then where can we find you?
Chabo 101 on everything, you know, like wherever your favorite platform is, I'm pretty sure I'm there at Chabo 101.
Cool. Okay, next time we're on, let's bring Irma.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, where's that sexy co-host out there? Like, why isn't she coming out?
She is. I told her she didn't believe me that I can make like two girls in the logo.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, she did tell me that. She did tell me that. She was like, no, this logo is so nice. Like, you know, it's so clean, and your logo, like the stickers that you send us.
Yeah.
Like, it's so clean and nice that she's like, no, I don't think it's going to look good with two.
I'll just like double it so it looks like you're like, it's like as if
someone's behind you.
Drunk. Yeah.
Right. Right. Or just a little bit of a peek behind, right?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like to be on some of them from what we just found out.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. What do you mean you're not that bored enough? I'm just kidding.
I know.
Love you.
Love you too. I meant Irma. Yeah,
be careful. Otherwise, there's going to be another one at you, huh?
I meant like, oh my God. I'm taking this out. But you, oh God.
No, you should leave it on. You should leave it on. This is funny. Because the perfect pause was there, too. It was like, I love you, too. Wait.
I know, because I knew who you were talking to. So I'm just like, yeah. Love you, too. Okay.
Right.
I think I'm done explaining.
No, absolutely.
I don't want any more people after me.
No, and we love you, Alyssa. Like, that should be a no-brainer. Like, we love you.
Thank you. Love you guys, too. Okay, thank you so much. I think I'm gonna make it 2 episodes.
All right, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because it'll be like 101, and then it'll be like 1 + 1 = 2, 102. I don't know. I'll think about
All right. All right,
it.
cool.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll see you around.
Okay. Have a
All
good
right.
night.
You
Bye.
too. Bye-bye.